What percentage of the United States is black? Their answer, 41%. We think almost half the U.S. population is African American. And that makes sense if you consume a lot of media. Mm-hmm. But it turns out black Americans are a smaller slice of the pie than they thought. The real number, 12%. Only 12% of Americans are African American.
Yeah,
how about Hispanic Americans?
If I had to guess, 25 to 30%.
The poll shows that we all think that 39% of Americans are Hispanic.
Hey, yo, I have an excuse. I live in Texas. Hey, all right. I live in Texas. Like, look, it's understandable. Yeah.
Way off again. Only 17% of the population's Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Double nice.
And it's not just race that we have no idea about. How many families have an annual income of over $500,000?
Point like eight, I think. Well, actually, no. Maybe it could be 1.5.
We think 26% of Americans.
What the fuck? 26% believe that? That's insane. What fucking moron thought this? What, did they interview people in the Hamptons?
Over $500,000 a year. We think everybody's rich.
0.8 to 1.5.
But really, just 1% of the country earns that much.
This was 2 years ago. So I do know this because I had to file my taxes. That's how I knew the number. I actually thought it was 0.8 because as time has gone on, now this 1% number is actually closer to $800,000, not 500.
We all make much less than we think.
Yeah.
How about left-handed Americans?
7%.
How many lefties exist? We all had those lefty desks in school. Remember how goofy it felt if you got stuck in one of those? Well, we estimated that...
Bro, did he really put a clip of Dumb and Dumber for the people that are left-handed?
34% of America is left-handed. Sounds reasonable. I mean, each baseball team has a bunch of lefty mm-hmm. relievers. But the real number is 11%.
Okay. I've only known like two people that are left-handed my whole life. Okay.
This is a right-hander's world, and don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? How about the number of vegans or vegetarians? Well,
5%.
Well, Americans think 30.
Damn, all right. We on the money today, boys. There it is. Jesus. Because after they said vegan, I was like, vegan's like probably 1%, right? Like vegetarian, yeah. Easy. Pre-watch? Nah, bro. Like, people think 30. Dude, I'm going to be real. This shit was fucking tragic. Because, like, bro, I'm going to go off on a tangent, and I'm going to go off on a limb. Isn't this a massive fucking indication that the American dream is dead? That 26% of people believe that, like, oh, a lot of people have over $500,000. And then the truth is, like, it's basically fucking no one? Dude, that is, like, what is the subtext for this? It's so bad. What the fuck? People think everyone has it better off than them? They probably surveyed people on Twitter. Maybe like those like drunk like party girls where they're like, hey, my man needs to make $300,000 a year. Like, what job do you have? I don't have a job. You know, like something like that maybe? Yeah, I don't know. Holy shit. This is really getting me, man.
30% of the country is vegetarian. When really, 5% of the population doesn't eat meat.
We've only got 5% left until we can have a complete victory over the animals.
Which explains why it's the only thing left on the store shelves right now. Nobody wants
it. Obviously. Yeah, it's like, obviously that's the reason.
That's it. How much of America's population, you ready?
Yes.
Lives in New York City?
2%? 2%? Maybe? I think 2%.
Damn!
The estimate was 30%, which would be nearly 100 million people. One-third of the country packed into 300 square miles here. That's what we think. The real number, 3%.
Oh, man. Bro, I'm getting... I feel like this isn't a game, but I feel like I'm still winning. I do. So people think 30%. So, and also, like, I want to go back real quick. Let's take a look at this. So if you look at this, this was a sample of 1,000 United States adult citizens, okay? Like, we're not talking about, like, oh, they interviewed some girl in Korea, and then there was a kid in Africa they interviewed, and then there's, like, Boris from Yugoslavia, and, like, the three of them came out to about 30% in New York City, right? Like, the only way that they've known about America is they watch Die Hard. Like, no. These are fucking Americans. They think it's 30%? Who the fuck said this? This is crazy. Foreigners would have done better? Yugoslavia doesn't exist? Okay, Russia, wherever. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you... Like, again, here's a little tip, hey guys. This is a little secondary thing. You know how, like, Eastern Europeans are always, like, really abrasive and obnoxious, and they love being offensive and making people mad? And they act like nothing will ever bother them? Here, I'll give you a little tip. Bring up their local politics. If you want to stop them, bring up their local politics. That will totally shut them down. We hate our local politics? Yeah, that's all you need to do. It's like a fucking trap card.
Just 3% of the country lives here in New York.
Ready? It's not that many.
How many transgender people do you think live in the United States?
Is it people or percentages?
The people who took this poll estimated 20...
0.5. I would say 0.5. If I had to say, yeah.
21% of our nation's population is transgender.
Wow.
21%. A quarter of the country is trans.
Wait, yeah, hold up. No, bro. Like 21%. No, there's no way, right?
That's what people think.
I think it's 0.5.
Now, are these news stories starting to make sense?
It's like 0.5.
In reality, the number is 1%. 1% is trans.
Okay. By the way, is it rounded up? Yeah, I feel like it's less. Let me look up. What percentage of the U.S. is trans? 1.6 million in the U.S. This is from Reuters. 1.6 million out of 300,000, that actually would be 0.5. Yeah, I thought it was 0.5. Because, like, y'all know how I am. Like, I mean, with numbers, like, I remember a lot of numbers. And so, like, I've probably seen this, like, at some point, and so I remember this shit. It's less than 0.5, yeah.
How about gay people? We spend a lot of time...
7%. 7%, I think. 7 to 8% identify as LGBT.
Talking about sexual orientation, with all that attention, surely that number must be high. Well, Americans estimated that 30% of their fellow citizens are gay.
Oh, my God.
Wrong again. The real number is...
Okay. I can see why I got it wrong. The reason why is, like, gay or lesbian is only one component of LGBT. So, like, yeah. That's why. I think if you add all of it together, it's like 7% or something like that. 3%. That's crazy. 3% is way too low. I think it's too low too. Like, let me look it up right now. What percentage of the U.S. is LGBT? Now, I don't want to say that... That's a crazy number, bro. I was close. Yep. Yeah, I think it's about 7%, something like that. Because, like, you're going to have, like, there's plenty of people that are bisexual. There's plenty of people that are, you know, gay. And so you put all that together, and it's like, yeah, all that is 7% somewhere around there. How can you even identify as gay? Well, they just do a survey, and they say, are you gay? And then they look at how many people said yeah, and then they mark that as, like, that's a gay guy. That guy's gay. Why is he gay? Well, because he said he's gay. Okay, well, then he's gay. Let's mark one for gays. Well, how do you think they figure it out, bro? Like, what do you think? How do you think? That's a plus one. Yeah. 30%. There's not 30%. That's crazy.
It's 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this starting to add up? The Democrats don't want you to know the real numbers because it would tank their entire agenda.
Jesse, oh my God. Jesse's always got to take it a step too far. Like, yeah, there's probably overrepresentation of minorities in like some shows, etc., right? I think it's pretty common that people believe that. But like, a left-wing bias doesn't, like, how does that fit? How does New York fit into that? Because, like, in my opinion, I think people are just fucking stupid. Like, if he shouldn't have shown that one if he wanted to paint this picture.
Yeah. They want you to see victims around every corner and elect more Democrats to right the ship. Millions of people who look differently, with different lifestyles, who eat differently, and who believe radically different things. It's just not true. This country is not New York City.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
It is the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Take this school situation in Florida.
This is the brainwashed by the media. So I do think that, you know, I talked about this yesterday with like that one clip of that girl. And like, by the way, like that shit's going even more crazy. Like, let me go. I'm gonna get over here real quick. So like this post right here, like I was showing the shit yesterday, right? And like, if you go and you look at the amount of people that like were responding to it, bro, people were like 27,000 likes, like 5,000 likes. Like, people just don't even give a shit. Like, they don't give a fuck anymore about somebody being offended or getting mad. And I think the truth is that they never did. They never really did give a shit. It's just that for a period of time, you had to pretend like you did so that you didn't get banned, basically, right? And so, and also, like, by the way, I think this is an overreaction. Like, I think the guy in that clip should have gotten instantly permitted. Like, it's not even a question. But, you know, that's what happens, right? Is, like, you have a... Like overt censorship and like, you know, very, very like suppressive censorship of like how people can act and talk. And then you have people that are acting and talking in ways that are like completely out of pocket as like a reaction. Because again, when you're in a circus, what are you going to do? You're going to act like a clown. And so that's what happens. That's the reason. I think the big problem is that social media and like popular media paints a picture that is very misrepresentative of what people really think and how people believe in things. The reason why so many people think that minorities are way higher than they actually are is because of fear-mongering of the ultra-right. They make the threat of minorities look worse than they actually are. It's a result of populism. I don't think that's a result of populism, but I think that you do bring up a good point, especially in the case of like illegal immigration, where like I do think that people overrepresent illegal immigration. I'm not certain about this, but I think that's a good example. But yeah, sure, of course that happens. But if you take a sample size of 1,000 people, and these are supposed to be people that are like randomly selected, you're probably going to have you're going to have like a pretty mixed opinion.
Example: Ron DeSantis signed a law banning teachers from talking about sexual orientation and gender theory in kindergarten through third grade. Think about it. When did you learn about sexual orientation and gender theory at kindergarten?
7. Because we started calling each other gay. And then I was like, what's gay? And then my mom told me what gay is. She's like, I'm like, okay. Yeah, I was like 7. But y'all didn't call each other gay? Like, what are y'all doing? Yeah, I was 7. Bro, we used to do that all the time.
First grade, second grade, third? Probably none of the above. Mm-hmm. I didn't even really start liking girls till like 5th grade. This is what the Democrats are pushing. Maybe it's not their fault. Maybe they're among the millions of people who are miscalculating, who think 21% of the country's transgender.
Well, they're 100% part of the group that's miscalculating. Like, absolutely. Like, everybody's miscalculating. Like, you get 1,000 people randomly selected, you're going to get a lot of everybody. Like, let's be honest.
Now, this law has the left really upset. One teacher tweeting this.
Yes.
Out of the 32 students that I teach, 20 of them are LGBTQIA plus. I feel that we need to.
So it's a 7%. So if they say it's 7% for all of these, and then 20 out of 32. So like, what is the odds out of 32 individuals, 20 of them will occur inside of that 7%? That's got to be into the 99%. That's got to be some fucking third standard deviation shit. Like, there's no way it's not. Oh my God.
Better. A fourth grade teacher says 2/3 of her fourth grade students are not straight.
Nice.
I could be wrong, but this statistically is not possible. And it's not just the teachers who fall for this stuff. Disney is going all in on this too. This just happened a few minutes ago.
So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello everyone or hello friends. We are in the process of changing over those
blah 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 blah
those recorded messages. And so many of you are probably familiar when we brought the fireworks back to the Magic Kingdom. We no longer
I've had
say-
people that have even tried to correct me on this. They've tried to tell me don't use gentlemen. Because there's like girls that are watching, or like, don't say guys. Yeah. Can you believe that, guys? That's crazy.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we say dreamers of all ages. Don't want to just assume because someone might be.
To be fair, I think that makes sense with Disney because there's a lot of fucking Disney adult millennials that are still obsessed with Mickey Mouse and shit. So, yeah, referring to them as boys and girls might not be accurate anymore. Holy fuck.
In our interpretation, maybe presenting as female, that they may not want to be called princess.
Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and look at some of the other data points that they showed here. So I do think that obviously, like, Jesse's trying to paint a very... Like, Jesse has an agenda here, okay? He always does. And I've seen this guy's, like, I mean... Again, oh, what was it? What was that dumb thing he said on that podcast? Yes, Fox host thinks $20 an hour is a six-figure salary.
If you're making $20 an hour to work at a fast food restaurant, right? Is that six figures?
Hey, this is...
So I just want you guys to understand where you're getting this information from. Okay, so we want to talk about, like, a math deficiency, like a number incongruency. Well, we got somebody that's pretty good at not doing what the numbers is. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. Anyway, let's go ahead. I'm going to look at this real quick. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find it. Sorry. A lot of these other median estimates, like, for example, have an advanced degree, are Catholic. Well, I guess Catholic could be biased. Have a passport. Are married. Have at least a kid. Voted in the 2020 election. I do think that it is very obvious that the things that are represented a lot in media, like, for example, LGBT or, like, minorities... I do think that it's very clear that they are seen as being much more prevalent than they are in society. This is exactly true. But I do think that these incongruencies exist with everything. It's not necessarily just that media. So this might be something that, like, media plays a part in, but I also think that people are just fucking stupid. So that's another big factor too. Who thinks Muslims are 20% of America? Yeah, there's a few other ones here. People think 20% of the U.S. is Muslim. It's actually only 1%. Are Jewish is 2%, which is 25%. That's because they're probably counting people that are religiously Jewish rather than ethnically Jewish, I would assume. I think that there's way more than 2% Jewish people if you want to talk about ethnicity. But, you know, whatever. Let's go back. We're going to look at the rest of it. Have household income of over $1 million. People think it's 10%. See, like, this is the sad one right here, you know? Is people think that 20% of people, 10% of people have over $500,000 or over $1 million average income. That is such a massive, like, just overrepresentation. It's crazy. all the estimated percentages closer to 50% are the reality ones. Look at the, looks like people just don't understand percentages. I mean, maybe you're right. I think it's probably three or four different things at the same time. YouGov is the worst metric to measure against. Well, if you've got a better one, I'd want to see it. Household income, not individual. Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. And that is slightly different. So I think that the average household income for 1% is 800,000. Let me look it up. There it is. Yep. Oh, it's not? No, that's what it says. For top 1%? Yeah. 800K? Well, here's what's so crazy about this number. I stand corrected? Never argue with me about a number. I remember the fucking numbers. So, it was 800,000, and it's 800,000 in 2024. Now, or sorry, back then, this was literally only 2 years ago, it was $500,000. Think about that. That it potentially has gone up by over $300,000 in 2 years. You think all of this... So there are people in chat that think that this is because of OnlyFans. The reason why this wealth disparity has happened across the entire country is actually... It's because of OnlyFans. You know what? You are completely right. I absolutely, I totally agree.